Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey's one of our favorite folks in the world. He is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that? He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got the award. It was in all the papers. It's amazing. He's the author of 3 books on being home-based, which are awesome. I helped him launch, I think, almost all of them. And he's one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here. As long as you'll have me, I'll be here.
It's good to have you back, Jeff. And folks, as I said earlier when I told you Jeff was coming, after I got you settled down, I was telling you that Jeffrey is home-based and has been now since 1989. He and I both started our businesses the same year. We both started within months of each other. Both of us home-based. But within a couple of 3 months, a couple of years later, I moved downtown to a new office, and I've been that way ever since, working home-based sometimes, back and forth, basically just different times when it was convenient. But Jeffrey, you've been there all the time. And so today, when people are talking about staying home to work out of coronavirus concerns, you're saying, well, duh.
Well, duh.
Well, duh.
Exactly. I hate to have to go out, you know.
reminds me of when I was graduating from college, my classmates were saying, wow, now I have to go to work. And having worked my way through college, I said, wow, now I only have to go to work.
Now I only have to go to
work. So you're saying,
exactly.
Wow, now I only have to go to
class.
I only have to go to work.
Exactly. I got to tell you, you know, the coronavirus, while it hasn't hit, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the coronavirus in some way is going to hit the U.S. And certainly we don't want to take an alarmist tone. The flu in the U.S., you know, historically has sickened and harmed more people than some, you know, specialists are expecting this to affect in a truly dire sense. So, but this is a you know, global event, and it's going to affect us economically. But when people get sick, even with the flu, when people get sick or their kids get sick, too many people will send their kids to school or will go to work sick. And with something like corona, where you really don't know the susceptibility and the vulnerability of those around you. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I have been talking 21 years about the value and benefits of working from home. Mm-hmm. This is one of those opportunities where you can work from home, be productive, get your work done, and either not jeopardize your own health, or if you happen to get sick and you don't know what it is, don't infect or jeopardize the health of others. And it's really an opportunity when you work from home to take advantage of something like that.
Well, and the technology allows us to do this. I know a lot of CEOs. I know several CEOs, Jeff, CEOs of pretty good-sized companies who they work from home almost all the time. They don't even go into headquarters. And when I say work from home, I'm saying they live in another part of the country from the headquarters.
Right.
And they work from home. A couple of points I want to make in what you just said. Number one, and folks, I'm not minimizing the coronavirus. This thing has similarities to the flu and things that it's not similar to the flu. It has a higher mortality rate than the flu does. It is more transmissible than the flu. Apparently, it's more contagious, and it's more viral. But there are a lot of things that's very similar. It affects certain people more than others. And you pointed something out, Jeff. And I think we really have to put this in perspective. Now, maybe 6 months from now, you know, it won't be the case. But Jeffrey, a half a million, 500,000, maybe more, some years, die around the world from the flu. 67 in 2017, 18 flu season, that over that winter before last, 67,000 Americans died from the flu. 67,000
right.
from the flu. So we've lost what? I don't even think anybody's died from the flu in the United States so far. And so we need to put it in perspective, at least as of now. But one thing, Jeffrey, that's similar, after 9/11, remember all the New Yorkers who went home because their offices weren't there anymore.
Right.
And a year later, when the offices were – when they leased new offices and called them back, those people said, we're good. They'd gone into Manhattan all their lives, and that now they went home because they had to. And when they told them to come back, they said, we're good. This may be a similar situation. What do you think?
Yeah, and it may be similar in that what we see and first off, back up, and everyone who's listening, who look, assuming you don't, you know, have to drive all day every day, you don't have to go into work, say you're blue collar, or you know, you work in a factory, you work in a place where you're directly overseeing people and more often than not need and truly need to be on site. You know, a lot of people say, I need to be on site. Well, have you really thought about it and need to be on site, or is that just because it's mm-hmm. always the way it's always been? But so there are those who will not be able to avoid the workplace. They will have to
especially
do it.
Especially if you're in retail, people, if you're retailers, if you're B2C.
Yeah, if you're retail, you're in a storefront, you're in a service industry, you own a business where mm-hmm. you have to be out there. You have to be either, you know, pounding the pavement or unlocking the door every day and being there.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You know, think about whether you need to do that. Think about whether you need to be in a space. I was, frankly, I mean, this past weekend we were on vacation. We went camping. And on Monday, somebody who I needed to interview had to cancel an appointment the week before. And he said, can you do it Monday at 8 a.m.? I'm like, of course. I knew I'd have internet where I was, even though mm-hmm. I was 90 minutes from the nearest city. I had my laptop. I had my phone with a hotspot. And I could work from anywhere. But I gave it a little thought in advance. And if you give it some thought, if you have your portable, your mobile phone, if you have a laptop, if you have your connectivity, if you have, you know, Wi-Fi or whatever, mm-hmm. and you have the mindset and the mindset of those around you, can you do this from home? I got to tell you, in as much as coronavirus arriving stateside is a matter of when, not if, I would say that for many people, the concept of working from home, whether it's in a situation where there's a virus out there or a weather event or a terrorist event or family event where you just can't leave or you want to be home or you're traveling mm-hmm. and want to get away and but still need to check into work, I would imagine it's a matter of when, not if, for that too.
Well,
that
unless, we just have to after think the break, about it let's talk it about some of those scenarios, folks. We're gonna talk about having Jeff lives this every day. I have lived it more than once. Actually, I've been home base full time twice in my career, and you know, any given day I may go home and work, leave the office and go home. So we're going to talk about maybe some shakedown cruise kind of thing after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.